opinion, that what are the keys to improving puck possession for you guys?
Well, I think hanging on to it when we get it. You know, I think sometimes we're trying to do the right things, get it deep, but we got to have guys going there to retrieve it. I think that's important too. So just having a little bit more composure with the puck, and confidence definitely plays into that. You know, when things aren't going well, when you're not feeling great, your confidence kind of slips, and you don't want to be the guy trying to do too much and making the turnover. So I think it all kind of plays into it. I think we need to, just clear our minds a bit and, regain some of our confidence. And that all comes with playing with the puck and generating scoring chances. And, that makes the game a little bit more fun.
Do you see some of this as adjusting to the sort of tighter neutral zone checking in the Western Conference?
No.
One thing I wanted to ask you about was, there's a perception when you don't have the puck as a team and you don't get a lot of shots that the energy's not there. Why is the energy perceived that way? What do you see as maybe playing into the way that you guys are coming out?
I don't understand the question. That was kind of a...
Okay.
Can you dumb it down for me?
That's okay. I'm just trying to... People are saying that, they don't see the energy in the game.
Okay.
Why do you feel it might appear that way? What do you see as playing into that?
Well, when you're not playing with the puck, you're chasing the puck and you're not creating scoring chances, and that kind of sucks the life out of your team a little bit. So you're gonna have nights like that. It's a long season. Hockey's not a perfect game. Sometimes you're gonna be feeling like you're skating downhill, and it feels like there's four guys on the ice and you're creating scoring chances all over the ice. And sometimes there's games like last night where you never feel like you have the puck, you never feel like you have an opportunity to shoot the puck, you feel like you're chasing it all over the ice, and that's frustrating. And I think that that was maybe the biggest thing for us last night. I think we were frustrated. When you're frustrated, then you're sucking the life out of yourself and out of the team. So I think that all plays into it together. You got to stay composed and make some adjustments to improve in those areas. Mid game, you got to find a way to generate some opportunities, because no matter what, no matter how you feel, you could feel terrible, but if you're out there and scoring chances are happening, the light flicks on and you all of a sudden find a lot of jump. So it's kind of a never-ending cycle when things are just kind of spiraling downward.
For people who think this looks a little bit like other times when the team has struggled, is there a hump that this team needs to get over in terms of maybe its mindset or its approach in a confidence way, maybe?
Well, I mean, it was a tough game yesterday, and it's not going to be the last one this year. So if you think it's going to be the last time that we come back and have to go back to the drawing board, then you're mistaken. It wasn't the way we wanted it to go last night. I think there were definitely positives. I think, some of the things that we were trying to work on defensively, coming back to the house and limiting scoring chances against, that was far improved from the first three games. So in that sense, we got over the hump a little bit, but now, you plug one hole and kind of another one bursts open a little bit. So, we just got to find a way to translate our good defensive efforts into creating more scoring chances offensively. And normally those go hand in hand. When you're playing well defensively, creating more turnovers, going the other way. So I think it was a good building block in that sense, but getting going the other way, creating scoring chances, I think if we can kind of build off of that, then we'll get over the hump.
What do you expect from Dallas tonight?
Well, they haven't played in a few days. It's been a little while for them, so they'll probably be eager to jump out in our building and try to take our crowd out of it, like every team tries to do to us. So, they're a team with a lot of skill, a team that I think tries to play with a lot of speed north south. They have Lindy Ruff. You're going to see a lot of similarities from when he was in Buffalo. So, they can be a tough team to play against when you're not strong on the puck in the defensive zone. If you're not making strong plays, their D really pinch hard on you, and they can create a lot of turnovers and scoring chances that way. So we expect a lot of similarities to when we used to play Buffalo. And, if we're strong on the puck defensively, like I've been saying, we should create some scoring chances going the other way, hopefully.